Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Villa Together podcast with myself, Chris Ellis. And as you can see, I am joined by some very wonderful people from the Premier League, loads of different Premier League fans from various podcasts. This is episode number 3 of the debate. And today we're going to be debating an all-time Premier League 11. And these guys are going to be the ones doing it. So just going to go around introducing the people as I see them. From left to right on the screen. So the chairman of the Phil Jones Supporters Club. We've got...
Hello, guys. Yeah, it's Dan here from Footballers, and that is what I want. Really, really happy to be here tonight. I've got my perfect wallpaper in the background. It took me 6 months to find. So delighted to be talking some football with some great blokes. Looking forward to it.
Nice one. And from the Copite podcast, we've got...
Got Mick. How you doing, guys? Nice to be invited on. Cheers.
Nice one. Thanks for coming. Pleasure's all mine. And some people are going to dispute this, but Manchester is blue.
That's right. Yeah. I think for somebody that's got Phil Jones as a pitch in the background, I don't think there's much dispute in there, is there?
Depends on what year you're going from.
Very true. Yeah, I am Tom from Manchester is Blue. Obviously, big city fan, 38 years and going strong.
Nice one. Good to have you on. And I've got the three guys from the Are You Entertained podcast. So... I've got Jerry, Oliver, and Peter. You guys want to say hello?
Yeah, I think.
Hello.
Looking to be entertaining. Brought my two best men with me. Take them everywhere I go.
They come as a three. Unfortunately, for one of our other guests, the North London crew have been outnumbered by the Spurs guys. So I apologise to my other guest. Regular, the co-host with me, Villa Together, we've got...
Ian, hi guys. Nice to be on with you. Looking forward to the debate, and I'm wondering if there's going to be any villain mentioned in there, but I'm not seeing it, if I'm honest.
I've shoehorned them in everywhere. And then we've got from the Football CFB channel.
Hi, Cal McFadden from Football CFB, massive Manchester United fan.
I see. There you go. He's Manchester blue. I'm not so sure. Not on this podcast at the moment. And making his podcast debut, former Wimbledon fan, we've got.
Yeah, Aaron. Thanks for having me on, Chris. Ready to do some debating.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. It's nice to get proper old school Premier League fan. So Aaron's here.
John Fashanu up top all day long.
Yeah, there we go. And finally, I was on a podcast with him a couple of weeks ago on the same old Arsenal podcast where he predicted an Arsenal win against Aston Villa. Unfortunately, for this man, it didn't quite go that way. We've got Albert from Albert JTV. Nice to have you on.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for the invite, man. We'll brush over the result a few weeks ago, man. It's fine.
Well, diving in, we're going to talk about the Villa-Arsenal game.
Please do.
Why not?
I thought we'd talk about it, and I'll see what the Spurs guys thought about it.
Love it.
So, yeah, as I mentioned, first thing to do, we need to sort out what formation we're going to go with. As I said, unless anyone's got any exotic... recommendations, I'm thinking either a 4-4-2 or a 4-3-3. So has anyone got any alternatives to that?
Nah, 4-4-2.
No, 4-4-2, definitely.
Standard,
4-4-3.
Yeah. 4-3-3. I've gone for 4-3-3. Typical Pep.
I think you can make a case for 4-3-3.
Well, we live in a democracy, so I'm going to have to go with them. So, show of hands, 4-4-2. 1, 2, 6, and then who's feeling 4-3-3?
Well, with a formation, I'm still going to get a lot of Arsenal players in anyway.
If we're going 4-4-2, I've just cut a United player. That was easy enough, wasn't it? There you go.
Heartbreaking.
Every club. So, okay, well, we, The votes have gone towards 4-4-2, so that's the formation we're going to go with. Old school 4-4-2, probably what most teams played with at the start. As did Wimbledon start with a 4-4-2?
I don't even remember. Sorry, we just lent the ball forward, didn't we?
Get it forward. Just, you know, if the ball comes back, get Vinnie Jones to take him out.
Have you noticed you only ever see clips of Wimbledon these days when you watch the best ever Premier League goals and they're always scored against Wimbledon? You ever noticed that?
Yeah, Beckham.
Yeah, Tony Yeboah.
Yeah.
Come to mind.
Letitia must be goals.
David Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next, yeah.
Right, so obviously we're going to start with goalkeeper. My shortlist is, I've got a four-man shortlist. It's probably someone I've missed out, so apologies. I've gone Peter Schmeichel, David Seaman, Petr Cech, David De Gea. Is there anyone, first of all, who are missing out, or anyone else that I can think of?
Edwin
Van der Sar. I'll say Van der Sar, yeah.
Yeah, defo.
Van der Sar, okay. Anyone else?
I think you've got a spot on with the keepers, to be honest.
Yeah, Dudek, the best.
Yeah, Dudek.
Yeah, see Dudek.
Straight on. I'll put him straight on.
Pickford.
Yeah, Pickford.
Pickford, for God's sake. Aurelio Gomez can go in and all them. Them all in there.
Gomez. What about Neil Sullivan?
Oh, shit.
Big shout. Big shout.
Yeah.
What a keeper.
If we're not playing properly, boys, I don't want to play.
Sorry. My bad. Right, so we've got five then. And I'm going to come to you first, Dan. Who are you feeling out of those goalkeepers? You know, there's two Man United goalkeepers there. Would you be going with one of them, or would you think someone else is possibly better?
I think as a United fan, you know, obviously loyalties, you're going to go with Schmeichel. And Schmeichel's Villa, by the way, as well. He played for Villa. So you've got your Villa boy in there. I don't think I'm not going with De Gea. Like, I'm not having De Gea as in the greatest team. I just won't have that. My heart is going with Schmeichel, Man United. But I mean, Petr Cech, when he first joined, he was just something else, wasn't he? He was just unreal. I mean, my whole philosophy of Van der Sar being in there was Van der Sar went on that monstrous run of not conceding. I think he broke the record in the world. Did he? I think possibly. And he did a really good job at Fulham as well. I mean, people forget Fulham, he was there for a few years and probably dug them out a fair few times. I mean, Fulham, we all know where they are now, up and down. So as much as Van der Sar's not on there, I'll stick with Schmeichel. I said Cech, but I'm going to go Schmeichel. I'm going to stick with Schmeichel.
There you go. Albert, we had an Arsenal goalkeeper in there. Are you feeling him, or are you going to go with Dan, or are you going to go with someone completely different?
Oh, I'm not even going to talk rubbish. I love David Seaman. Don't get me wrong. I thought from that period, from about, I would say, 94 to 98 for England and Arsenal, I thought he was world class. But Schmeichel, I can't go beyond Schmeichel, you know. And the one thing I remember about Peter Schmeichel is that save he done in the Champions League. I think it was Rapid away in the Champions League. Yeah. They likened it to Gordon Banks. And that was a save, man. And I remember that from way back. So, as much as I love Seaman, and he's got a good case for him, but I can't go beyond Peter Schmeichel, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, good shout. Is anyone else moving away from Peter Schmeichel? Does anyone else think that there's someone else that deserves recognition there?
No, there's no content.
Let's have
Schmeichel all day.
Peter Schmeichel in Galatasaray, you know, going at the Galatasaray fans, he's an absolute beast of a bloke. And I think just commanded the area. Only bloke for United who ever really went back at Keno and told him to shut up. I just think Schmeichel was an absolute boss.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, but, so
how did you get De Gea in there?
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking. Okay, I see your point. I was just thinking, for a good few years, he was the best goalkeeper in the Premier League, especially when United were struggling, so to speak. He was.
What do you mean worse? Still are.
Yeah, probably even more so now, aren't you? In all fairness, but yeah, he had a spell where he was the best in the league, and you know, you could probably say, you know, Alisson and Edison at the moment. But
is it not? And I'm sorry, just butting quickly. Is it not the whole thing about when you're a goalkeeper at a top club like Schmeichel at that stage, Seaman at his stage, Petr Cech? you've got that defence in front of you that are stopping the shots coming as much and making you not really have to do much. But when you do get called in, you look great. But then De Gea has been in that time where we have been dog shit and he's had a lot to do. So he's obviously a bit more in the limelight because of this. And I just feel like, he's an absolutely fantastic goalkeeper. But I just don't see him. If you would say to me greatest Premier League 11, he's nowhere near it, I don't think, to be honest.
Okay. Show of hands then. Who's feeling Peter Schmeichel? Full house for Schmeichel then. There we go. First one straight in, Peter Schmeichel.
Noting that Peter Cech has the clean sheet record. I think it's about 202, isn't it?
And he's performed at Glastonbury. Throw that in for the boy.
I think you're all missing out Peter Schmeichel's best year, though, to be honest. He signed for a club in blue in 2002 on a free transfer, and I think he was particularly good that year for us.
Didn't he score for Villa as well in the Premier League?
He did.
Yes.
Yeah.
He scored for United as well, didn't he?
Yeah, in Europe, that was.
Yeah. Remember that.
Great goal that was. I think we'd started the season pretty well, and then we were losing 3-1 at Everton, and... he came back stick, little
volley on it.
Half volley, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, moving on to right back then of our 4-4-2. I've literally got a list of two here.
I don't think there's a minute right back, if I'm being honest.
Just one, I think.
Good here. I know that Mick, you guys did yours, didn't you, on your channel? So I'm hoping you're going to save me here. The two right backs I've got are Gary Neville and Kyle Walker.
Ooh. Zabaleta.
Ivanovic. Zabaleta was
decent, to be fair. Ivanovic, good shout.
Ivanovic was good, yeah.
Good, yeah.
Phil Jones played at right back as well. Phil
Jones. I might be a bit biased, but I thought Lauren, even though he wasn't even a right back, converted right back, I thought he was excellent for Arsenal.
Yeah, I like
Lauren. Yeah.
Not
Abue. No, not Abue. Lauren's got a shout, man. I think he's got a shout personally.
Lauren over Lee Dixon?
No, Lauren and Lee Dixon, I was going to say.
Oh, right, okay. Right. I shouldn't have said anything.
Can I lead the way with this? Because I've done more work on this today than I have actual work. So, and the worst point of this is the right back, because my head tells me Gary Neville, but then I think to myself, well, Gary Neville he's one of the most decorated footballers in world football. But then I think to myself, Pablo Zabaleta. I generally think there's an argument to say he could have been a better footballer, technically better footballer than Gary Neville, because he played in that midfield position and dropped in to right back of City. And I just think that, do you know what? If I was Alex Ferguson, I think I would have chose Zabaleta over Neville. And I've really struggled with this position. And this is the only one I've really struggled with, to be honest. I still am not sure of the answer. My heart tells me Zaba, obviously, but my head's telling me actually Neville didn't do too bad for United, did he?
Just a 7 out of 10 every week, wasn't he, that Neville? 7 out of 10 every week. Solid, you knew exactly what you were getting every week with him.
Mm, consistent.
What everyone's thoughts on Kyle Walker? Because I think he's an interesting shout in there as well.
I think we need to be talking about Kyle in a couple of years. I think. I think this is my player of the season up to now. He's a brilliant, brilliant player. We're so lucky to have signed him, but I just think he needs a couple of more years before he starts getting into the realms of the Nevilles and the Zabas.
Yeah, it's difficult when you're still playing to be.
Yeah.
Zabaleta has actually been my pick. He is the player that I went for. It depends if you're going for longevity, how much they achieved, or if you're going for quality. Because in terms of the best right back, I think I've seen in the Prem consistently, I would probably say Zabaleta. I thought he was a better player than Gary Neville, which maybe seems a bit harsh to say, but I agree with what my man said over there, the Phil Jones. I think he's 7-10 every week, where I think Zabaleta is a better technical player.
Bill Jones 7 out of 10 every week, you're saying?
No, definitely not.
That's a good week for Phil Jones.
That's a great week for Phil Jones.
Was Gary Neville a 7 out of 10 in his last game against the Baggies when Thomas ripped him apart?
Yeah, 7 being how many times he should have received the second yellow, I think.
It was a bad day, man.
But that was a bad day. Fair play to him. He comes off the pitch and says to Fergie, I'm done. Yeah. I'm retiring now. Yeah. Don't give me to the end of the season. I'm done. I don't want like last 10 minutes, last game of the season. Just done.
Bill Jones never said that, did he? Still hasn't said it.
Bill Jones, mate, he's an absolute hero / warrior. Hey, more league titles than Stevie G as well, so.
It must be better than
it. It must be better, yeah. The stats don't lie.
They don't.
I think with Kyle Walker, I thought about him because when Spurs were, you know, Spurs had probably three really good years where they kind of had a total challenge without, you know, having a proper title challenge, if you know what I mean. They were up there, they were consistent, they played some of the best football, and they had for a couple of years at least, their fullbacks getting forward were excellent. I think there's a reason why Man City went out and bought Kyle Walker for what was a lot of money. And I just thought in terms of Gary Neville, you know, he's kind of one of them. I think automatically you think Gary Neville, but I think in terms of how football's progressed and how football has changed.
Different right backs, aren't they?
The right backs have become a big part of the game. Well, full backs. I felt that's where Kyle Walker came in. Going forward and kind of how the last, say, 10 years of the Premier League have been. And also he spent a year on loan at Aston Villa. So,
That's the real reason he's in, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll have a Villa 11 by default.
Yeah. Yeah, players who made their name elsewhere but did play for Aston Villa.
The next player once visited Birmingham for 20 minutes. so he counts as a Villa player.
Yeah. And players who've played at Villa Park, you know. Okay, what are we feeling then? So, Gary Neville, show of hands for Gary Neville. All but two. Tom, are you sticking with Zabaleta?
As soon as he's lost anyway, definitely. Yeah. I'm supporting Zabba.
Jerry, are you along Zabaleta as well?
Yeah, I was Zabaleta as well. Thinking shit with Tom.
There we go. Tom and Jerry together, Zabaleta.
Nice. Meant to be.
Zabaleta fan club coming to you soon.
Squish up.
Gary Neville's won this one. He has actually played at Villa Park as well. I think he actually said it's his favourite place to play, genuinely. So, you know, we'll
you know who he said he'd have played for, though, if he wasn't a United player? Arsenal.
Really?
He said he'd be an Arsenal player, yeah.
Really?
He
said
he'd love to play for Arsenal. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he gets to choose. I'm not sure that's how it works.
He's the king, that's what he wants.
I want to play for this team. See you later.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Zlatan does, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, okay, I'm going to go to the other side then of our 4-4-2. I'm going to go for left back. I'm thinking we probably could pick the same person here because they're probably, in all fairness, when you look at a lot of the positions, there's one outstanding player here. I've got two on my list as well. I've gone for Ashley Cole and Danny Rose. I'm joking about Danny Rose.
Well done, Danny.
So that had to be a joke, man.
Ashley Cole, Patrice Evra. I'm sure I've missed out someone outstanding. Anyone else think of anyone?
Dennis Irwin.
I would have said, Dennis Irwin by Captain Mo.
Anyone else, any thoughts on that?
Ashley Cole all day.
Yeah,
Ashley. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think Ashley Cole without a doubt.
It's not even a debate, is it?
Yeah. No.
I think this is.
I don't have to say anything.
Yeah, he's probably. Yeah, I think this one, Ashley Cole, was at two clubs as well.
Yeah.
Chelsea and Arsenal was fantastic. You know, and arguably one of England's best players when he played. And probably at one point was one of the best fullbacks in the world.
I think he was probably the only England player in national level that performed at a world class level consistently. Only player, I would say.
There was a time when he probably was our only world class player. But yeah, so we all agreed. Anyone against Ashley Cole for this one?
Yeah,
Nope. No way.
Okay, lovely. There we go. Left back. That was an easy one. We've got Ashley Cole. Right, obviously moving on to centre halves. There's a few. So obviously we need to pick two. These are the players I've gone for. I've probably missed a few because there's so many. I've gone John Terry, Nemanja Vidic, Rio Ferdinand, Virgil van Dijk, Sol Campbell and Vincent Kompany. Anyone else that I have missed off there?
Oh, Tony Adams. Come yeah, on, mate.
I knew there was someone.
I thought
I'd cover it with Sol Campbell, but then we had
first. Sol Campbell ain't getting in. I'm putting that out there early doors.
Yeah, you
there'll be an effigy of Chris on Twitter.
Yeah. So obviously I'm gonna come to you, Albert, because of there's a bit of an Arsenal connection there with Tony Adams as well. In terms of all time Premier League centre halves, who would kind of be at the top of your list?
And you know what? I actually think this is the most difficult position of the team.
Yeah,
there's such an argument for all of them. But the thing with Tony Adams, it wasn't just the fact that he was a good centre-half, but he played in an amazing back four stroke back five over a consistent basis from the old First Division One right through to the Premier League. And I thought Wenger made him actually a bit more of a cultured, better centre-half in terms of on the ball as well for those last four or five years he had him. But, But you know what? There's one other centre-half I do actually rate. I don't know if you mentioned him. I can't remember now. Yap Stam.
Oh,
I thought he was levels.
Beast.
I know people talk about Rio in a big way, but when I think of United centre-halves, the first person that comes to my mind is Yap Stam.
Yeah.
But Tony Adams is a different gravy, man. It's hard. It is hard. It's a good list, man.
Yeah, no, that's a good shout. I think Yap Stam. He obviously was quality. Tom, what were you thinking on this one? Because obviously there's a lot of players there. There's a Man City player.
It's John Terry and Vincent Kompany for me. I think Vincent Kompany is the captain of captains. I think he leads any team he plays with. And Terry kind of writes his own future, doesn't he? Ferdinand was so close to making this. I mean, Ferdinand, six Premier League trophies, European Cup, FIFA World Club Cup, and he's fantastic. Virgil van Dijk, again, I think, was it Jerry that mentioned, when players retire, he'll be there, he will be here, but for now, I can't see past Terry and Kompany.
Is there a question mark over Kompany because of all his injuries at all?
The only question mark is he could have potentially won more with City if he would have had him fit for another season or two, but I don't think that would get him away from it being on my list, to be honest. I think if we're all honest with all of us looking here now, we'd have Vincent Kompany in our team if he was fit today, wouldn't we? And I think he would. He'll take some replacing.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of, I suppose, a big part of City and everything that they'd won. He was kind of one of those players when, I know it's a bit of a silly thing to say, but in terms of when your team goes onto the pitch, he was almost like he was the leader. He was like the manager on the pitch for those guys, and he played a big part in that. Callum, what are your thoughts on this one? Who was kind of towards the top of your thinking?
I think for me, I would go with Ferdinand and Vidic because they're a proven partnership, and they didn't just win the Premier League many times, but they also won the Champions League together as a pair. So for me, if you're going for two centre-backs, then Ferdinand and Vidic, not only are they both top draw centre-backs in their own right, but as a partnership, they were the best. For me, they were the best in the world for a period of time, albeit you could say maybe only a year or two, but they definitely were at some stage.
Yeah, good shout, fair point. It's certainly something, I suppose, when you look at, could you include, Ricardo Cavallio as, him and John Terry had a good partnership for a few years, didn't they, in all fairness? Mick, obviously, we've mentioned Virgil van Dijk, I think, as kind of what Jerry had said and Tom reiterated that point about when players retire, they kind of maybe get a bit more recognition. Are you feeding that, or do you think Virgil van Dijk should be up there?
I don't think you can put him in yet. I think, like Tom said, Kompany. For me, I've picked Terry and Kompany because when City signed Kompany, I was looking at him thinking that's a type of leader Liverpool need. And then we finally got him, Virgil van Dijk. So I think maybe in a couple of years, or maybe after Van Dijk's retired, we can have this discussion again. He might get in there, but I don't think you can look past John Terry and Kompany for me. Both solid, and what a pairing that would be. You'd win everything.
Yeah, bit of a mix there. Ian, are you in the John Terry camp? Because, you know, you played for Aston Villa.
Yeah, albeit he played for us in the Championship for one season. But yeah, I think with these debates, it's always difficult, isn't it? Because you get drawn towards the romantic selection. And with any player, they always get better when they're not playing. So like all these retired stars, the likes of Terry, Sol Campbell, Tony Adams, you never remember what they did wrong because all of your highlights of them are of what they did right when they were winning titles. For me, I think it's Terry, Ferdinand for me. Terry and Ferdinand. It's worth noting, though, that Virgil van Dijk did concede 7 at Villa Park.
Waiting for that to come up.
I should have got it behind us somewhere.
I'm off, boys. See you later.
Come back. Right, okay. I think it is a tough one because there has been a lot of very, very good centre-halves over the years. And, you know, I think when you kind of look at the different kind of eras, if you like, it's changed, hasn't it, from a player who's just literally sticking their body on the line, winning everything in the air, to, you know, the ball-playing centre-halves that are around more now, I suppose. Right, show of hands, John Terry.
Yeah, I think I can't stand John Terry, but he goes in. No, I can't. He's probably the most disliked footballer among about a million generation. He is.
Can I just say, Vidic won Premier League Player of the Year two times. Like, no other defenders than that. He is quality.
He was.
Like, he carried Ferdinand every step of the way. Held his hand. He's in there.
I can't see how our partnership...
Carried Ferdinand?
Carried him. Yeah, won everything for him. Let Ferdinand just take the ball out and play the ball.
No.
Did everything.
Come on.
Vidic was class.
So was Ferdy. Give him some respect, the poor boy.
He's all right.
Yash Dan was class, mate. Tell you.
Yeah, yeah. How's Phil Jones and Lovren not got into this conversation? I'm struggling here. Just quickly going back to what Tom said with Kompany. Sorry, I had to say it. You judge a team when they lose a player who's not just important on the field but off the field, and it showed the season, obviously last season, Liverpool winning the league, just how much they missed Kompany. Yeah. As a voice on the field and off the field, it was volumes, wasn't it, Tom? I loved it, but I mean, no, he was phenomenal bloke, phenomenal player, and I think for Pep coming into, I mean, Pep, he wins bloody everything, but to come into Man City and have Kompany there, ready-made captain, the bloke you know you're going to go, it's Kompany for me without a doubt, absolute superstar.
Okay, then, as you're talking about the man, who would pick Vincent Kompany as one of their back two?
I use two hands.
Okay. What about Rio Ferdinand?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, it's Ferdinand for me.
I'd go Rio. Yeah. There's a balance. Yeah, I'd go Rio.
It was hard for him being carried by Vidic everywhere he went, but...
Oh, I love that.
Terry did the same in the England team.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, come on. The disrespect. He's such a good footballer. He was a worldie.
No, he was good. Vidic was just superb, though. He needs to be in the team.
Okay, then. You're talking about this man. Nemanja Vidic, you would have him in the back two.
Couldn't be tight.
It'll be tight.
Anyone else? I mean, the players were mentioned. Was there anyone else that would have? Tony Adams, Sol Campbell.
Sober.
I'm trying to get Tony in, but you guys not having it.
Albert for Tony Adams. Michael Dawson, maybe.
Oh my god.
That's the clip the boy has. What a clip. Same pass every single
time. What about Sebastian Basson?
The other one, isn't he? Lee King.
Basson was wrong.
King. If he could have stayed fit for more than a week, he would have been.
Yeah. He would have been different. Yeah, he was.
If he was fit, without a doubt, he was quality, wasn't he? Absolutely.
This is it. You can't push him for it. He was quality, but you can't put him for anything. Yeah. He barely played. Mm-hmm. He had no knees.
Votes wise, John Terry gets in as one of the two. And then we had for the partner, Company and Ferdinand both had five.
Ooh.
So
vote again.
Yeah.
Demand a recant.
So Vincent Company alongside John Terry.
I'm going Ferdy.
I'll go Ferdy as well.
Sticking with
Ferdy,
yeah.
Go Ferdy.
Okay, Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Company's edged in that one there.
Oh, there we go.
Close one, I think.
It was close. It's a hard category, mate.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. There's an argument for all of them, really, in all fairness. Nemanja Vidic just missed out. Twitter, live tweeting. Schmeichel was straightforward, so didn't put that one the same as Ashley Cole. I say that the right back was fairly straightforward. Twitter have agreed with us, Gary Neville as right back. And on Twitter, in terms of the centre backs, most of the votes for John Terry and Vincent Kompany.
Oh, wow.
So there we go.
We are men of the people.
There we go. Exactly. Right, we're going to move to centre midfield now. Before we move on to our right and left sided midfielders. So obviously, because we're going 4-4-2, then we need two centre midfielders. I've picked a short list as usual. There will be a few people missed off. Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard, Paul Scholes, David Silva, Roy Keane, Patrick Vieira, James Milner, and Tom Huddleston.
Great shout.
You've got one name missing off that list.
Yaya.
And I'm really disappointed you've not put Yaya Toure. Is it that?
Oh. Do you know what? I did that.
Yaya Toure is not on that list. Oh.
Or David Silva.
No, he said David Silva.
Yeah,
I hate to say it, Cesc Fabregas maybe should be in the list as well.
Yeah, good shout. I mean,
this is hard.
It's a tough one, isn't it? That
it is tough, but I think there's one outstanding candidate personally.
Can you say you're about Vieira, aren't you?
Of course.
Mate, we love Vieira at United. That pass at Villa Park was sublime, mate.
Spot on. Vieira, in his pomp, man, for France and... Arsenal, he was in a different league, absolutely different league. Wasn't just that, with box to box, good in the air, knew his defensive responsibilities, could get assists, he had everything. Superb.
You've got to have Scholes in there.
It's so tough with Scholes, isn't it?
This is so hard.
It's going to be very hard.
Yeah, it's a tough one. There's so many. It depends. You know, you could go for just literally who you think is the best. Well, you could kind of look at it and look at as a partnership, potentially who would work best together, which obviously wouldn't be Gerrard and Lampard. you've got to kind of think of those things. Jerry,
we're picking two from this list. Sorry,
two centimeters. Jerry, who would you think about, these guys or anyone else, for centre midfield?
Yeah, I think this one's actually even harder than the centre-half. So, I mean, growing up, I absolutely loved Roy Keane, mainly because of how much he would battle Vieira and how much he would smash the Arsenal boys around. Sorry, Albert. So, Dino would be probably the first one I picked. And the second one probably would be Scholes, because apart from picking Roy Keane, I mean, I pretty much all these players are going off, not even necessarily because he won so many things, but just pure technique. And I don't think I've watched a player in a long time who just looked so easy for Scholes and the way he played and how he wasn't crushing it for England as well and getting played in a free centre mid sort of formation with the England boys, I think was criminal for years and years and years. So for me, they'd be the two shouts. But maybe it's a bit of bias because I just loved United growing up. Maybe not because they used to batter us all the time, but I loved them because they were in Arsenal away a lot of the time. So there might be a bit of bias there. But they'd be the two that probably I would lean towards. But it is so odd. I could take so many of them. That's the hard thing.
A tough one. Mick, what are your thoughts on this one? I mean, obviously Steven Gerrard's in there and people might think about him. Would you have him in yours?
Well, for me, he's the best midfield I've ever seen. I know that's obviously biased, but for me, he could do everything.
100%.
He could tackle, he could score headers, he could cross, he could pass, he could score literally anything you want from midfielder. He had it. And I think in the one I did on our show on our YouTube channel, I had three midfielders in there and I went Gerrard, Vieira, Lampard. But I think if I have to pick two, it's got to be Gerrard and Vieira, to be honest, because I think those two as a duo would just be, you ain't getting past. And just imagine, like, creativity-wise and just as an all-rounder. And I think because I've picked already two Man United players and Neville and Schmeichel, I can't get another one in there, sorry.
Nick, speaking my language, mate. That's it. That's my two. That's my two.
What are your thoughts about this one? I know there's a couple of players there that you're not too keen on. So, Connor, who would you be going for?
Me, sorry.
Yeah.
I'd go for Silva and Vieira. I think Silva is just criminally underrated. What a player.
Yeah.
What a player. One of the best players I've seen in the Prem, especially in the last decade. Gerrard, if it's Prem 11, what's he ever done in the Prem? He's never won. Like, they've had a couple of seconds. Like, you could pick Henderson over him. Henderson's fantastic.
Oh, no, man.
Game out.
That's more than blow the belt. Good Lord.
I don't know. Gerrard's just never won anything in the Premier. Like, he's fantastic, obviously.
Gerrard is levels, man.
He did slip once.
He did slip. Cost him.
He was in Premier League team of the year 8 times.
Yeah, Gerrard levels, man.
But yeah, so I'd go Silva over Gerrard, and I'd probably go Lampard over him as well.
Tom, obviously you're going to be thinking maybe you're Man City kind of players. Would you kind of be looking at Toure and Silva possibly, or someone else?
No, I think David Silva's definitely on the list. He has to be. The toss up between me is Lampard and Gerrard, and I think, as we do Premier League, it's got to be Lampard because he's won it 3 times.
Fair enough. Good shout.
Oh, broke off a little bit.
This is going to be a tough one. Who would have, so as one of two, so I'll pick two here, who would have Paul Scholes in there? 4 people. What about Steven Gerrard?
Oh, people.
God, I hate myself for this. I just with Scholes, with Gerrard, I know like as Aaron said, quite rightly so, he didn't win anything in the Premier League. But for me, just epitomised what a legend he was. He just dragged Liverpool so many times through so many games. And you say he didn't win the league, but it wasn't for the want to try and on his part. I think there's a few times he could have left Liverpool and gone on and won a lot in his career. And that's not me having a jab, Mick. I'm talking in the Premier League. And I've always said, when that ball drops outside the box 30 yards and you need a goal and it's like the 90th minute, there's only one player in Premier League history I want that to drop to, and that's Steven Gerrard, because you just know he's going to absolutely smash it into the top corner. Absolutely. To watch him was fantastic growing up, as much as being a United fan and hating Liverpool, as I'm sure Liverpool hate United. Just watching him, he was the one player that I'd stand there, I'd go, okay, I hate him, but He's so good. And it's just a shame that the club he left to go and win a trophy was LA Galaxy, because I think he's one player he's one player that in his prime could have walked into any team in the world.
That's, I mean, it's all relative though, isn't it? Like, you're saying, like, these players that have won loads of leagues should be in it. But Gerrard, we won Champions League and all these other trophies. That obviously not the league, but we won all the other trophies because of him. If we didn't have him in that team, we would have won absolutely nothing. So I think that's like all of, obviously he was in the team of the Premier League team of the year 8 times, and he's got all these personal accolades as well. But those trophies that he won with us, FA Cups and other clubs, not the league, unfortunately, we wouldn't have got any of them without him. And that's like, that is a testament to how good he was, because he was absolutely, like, when I watch clips now, I'm like, I forget how good he was, because he was just he'd dominate games on his own. And it was just like, you don't see that now in midfielders, really.
It's heartbreaking for me because, as I say, Phil Jones can drop into the centre of midfield quite easily. He's that versatile. So for me to put in there ahead of Stevie was great. But another one I just wanted to touch on was Roy Keane. People saying about Roy Keane, I think it was Jerry saying about Roy Keane. The one thing that Roy Keane did for me, I watched an interview with him and he said, I was asked if I could do three things by Cluffy. Can I pass the ball? Can I control the ball? Can I run? And he said, I can do that. He said, well, that's all you need. And he simplified the ball so much. You know, he was in everyone's faces. But if you watch his game, he simplified that midfield. It wasn't anything over the top. He couldn't spray a ball like Scholes or Gerrard, but he was in the thick of it and just won everything. Absolutely everything. And again, just absolute superstar for me.
What about Roy Keane then? Who would have Roy Keane in their two, one of their two? One, two, three, four. Four again.
I feel like I need to stand up for David Silva a bit here. Was it four people that voted for Paul Scholes over Silva?
Well, I haven't said David Silva. At
right, okay.
But I mean, yeah.
Show calm out. Down, Tom. It's not been mentioned yet.
I'm just making sure he had a fair crack.
Yeah, I mean. I mean, we come on to David Silva. Show of hands, who would have David Silva in the midfield?
And not just because Tom shouted off about it. I was going to put him in anyway.
Come on, Tom, win a couple more hands here.
Right, so people talk to me about Paul Scholes, and he was one of the biggest nemesis of me watching United and City matches because he always stand up and score that last-minute goal. But just a couple of stats here that I've put in front of me while everyone else is talking. David Silva's played 200 games less than Paul Scholes. Paul Scholes has got 55 assists, David Silva 93. Passes for Paul Scholes, 9,800. Passes for Silva, 18,800. Passes per match for Paul Scholes, 19. Passes per match for David Silva, 60. Big chances created, which is a massive one. 5 for Paul Scholes and 119 for David Silva. He's the best midfielder I have ever seen play.
Yeah.
He has to be in this squad.
They played in different eras, though, didn't they? They played in different eras when both teams were set up to play different styles of football, wasn't it, really?
Wasn't Scholes dropped for Varane when he came and, like, rotated with Nicky Butt?
Yeah.
You know, you would not drop Silva.
Nicky Butt was decent. I'm not having that. Nicky Butt was decent.
Yeah, but you wouldn't drop Silva. You wouldn't.
I would.
I don't.
All the time.
I put Silva in, but in terms of actually playing in a 4-4-2, I don't think he can play in there. Mm, I agree with you, true. Tom. I think he's a class footballer. And if I could pick anyone in the Premier League era to, like, I would be that player. I'd be David Silva. That's who I'd want to be. But in terms of actually playing in a 4-4-2, even though I've put him in, I don't think it works. He could. Yes, he's a better. He's a great midfielder, but is he a central midfielder? Probably not.
Didn't he? Yeah, wasn't he? Wasn't he when he came? Wasn't he sort of more like out wide?
I think he would have if he still had legs. I think Pep would have put him out on the wings at more games than in the centre. To be honest,
yeah, coming off the right onto his left, probably.
You're not putting Delph in, Chris.
it's a good point about the 4-4-2, but I don't think I'm being biased. But Vieira has to be in there for me. I know I take the point about working with different class, but I think in terms of I think Vieira is a better footballer and part of the Invincibles team as well. For me, he has to be in there.
He had a far better all-round game than Keane did.
Yeah.
I don't think that's really debatable.
Oh, no, definitely.
No.
Keane was simple. Keane was simplified. That's all he had was the three things. You know, Vieira
normally won that battle. He normally won that battle against Vieira. That's our credit.
Yeah.
Good shot. Okay, So it's just go back to David Silva then. I think we had three hands. Anyone going to change?
Yeah. I was Silva.
No.
Hey, Tom, anyone else?
I'm putting my hand up because you did your own work. I'm going to give you a vote. you did some work for that.
Fair play.
Tom.
I'm so glad I didn't do that report for work today now.
You'll do it tomorrow. You'll be reading your thing tomorrow. David Silva had 50. Oh, sorry, that's so long.
Did you know Phil Jones? What about Albert's just mentioned Patrick Vieira. Show of hands, who would have Vieira in their midfield?
Really hurts.
Oh. Thank you, Oliver.
Look at that.
His departure was the start of the end for Arsenal, really, wasn't it? Really was. He never recovered from him.
2005, 2006, the decline started from there, mate.
Yeah. Okay, then. And I think the other names, we had Yaya Toure. Anyone feeling Yaya Toure? I mean, he had that one beast of a season where he got about 80 goals and 80 assists.
Phenomenal player. But unfortunately, there's better than him in Premier League for me.
Yeah. In terms of an individual season, though, I would say out of all of those mentioned, that one where he scored, I think it was like 20 goals and 18 assists from a deep lying position, was just ridiculous. Yeah.
Was that the year he got the goal against Sunderland in the cup?
Yeah. On my foot, right side of the yard. Yeah.
He was genuinely untouchable that year. There was probably a case for him being the best player in the world for at least the season. If it hadn't been for the likes of Messi and Ronaldo putting up outrageous figures year in, year out, I don't think there's too much of a question that he'd have been in the running for it. I guess it's a question of longevity, isn't it? You have Vieira and Gerard Lampard putting these figures up for 10 years. He did it for two. So unfortunately, whilst I think at his peak, he was probably the best of the lot, you can't really put him in ahead of those because it was 2 years.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. What about Frank Lampard? Is anyone feeling Frank Lampard in their midfield too?
Still for Lampard, because I think he's the victim of the Steven Gerrard and Lampard argument, isn't he? He's always been the victim of that. Even playing for England, I actually think he was better for England than Gerrard was. He always seemed to pop up with important goals for England. How many goals did he get in the end? Was it like 25 for England, I think, from midfield, which is stunning.
Tom will tell you.
I'm not interested. It's not a City player. I'm not interested. Sorry, lads.
I mean, he did play for Man City, did he not? So I'd expect...
Fair point. Yeah. And I seem to remember a very good goal he scored against Chelsea as well. I forgot about that. Yeah, right.
There we go.
29 goals for England he got. 29. That's decent.
Bad. That's not bad.
And 177 in the Premier League, which I think it puts him on the all-time list.
Is he Chelsea's top scorer as well?
Yeah.
I think he is, isn't he?
Last one I got on the list, just simply because I know he's still playing, and obviously he did play for Aston Villa as well, but I think he's massively underrated. He's kind of played almost everywhere. I think he probably has. I don't know what you think about this guy, Mick, James Milner.
Yeah, I think when you put him next to all those other names, though, it's a bit of a tall ask because he's an absolute machine, and I love him for what he does. But he's more of a utility type of guy, and I think that's why for me David Silva doesn't get in, because he's played in various positions, so he's a victim of his own versatility, really. And in that respect, I think David Silva is the same. I think in terms of two centre midfielders, like I said, Gerrard and Vieira for me. Obviously, there's loads there like Keane and Scholes who could get in, but. Yeah, it's a long and strong list.
So in terms of votes, Scholes, Gerrard and Roy Keane all had 4, Silva on 3, Vieira 6. So Vieira's in. It's just a case of trying to choose between Scholes, Gerrard and Roy Keane. So we'll go again. Who's feeling poor Scholes?
Well, I like Scholes here, but...
Again, Steven Gerrard.
Oh God, what am I doing?
Keep your hand up.
Help!
4 for Gerrard there. Roy Keane.
Oh, I'm putting my hand up for Keane again because I fucking love him. I'm 20 stone. I count for 4 those years. So I was saying.
Phil Jones, anyone? Steven Gerrard just edged that one then, second count. So we've gone for a midfield in a 4-4-2 of Steven Gerrard and Patrick Vieira.
Brilliant. Good midfield.
Brilliant.
Good midfield.
Not a bad midfield at all, that.
Very happy.
In terms of, you know, they'd work pretty well together, I think.
Yeah.
Twitter, Gerrard, Keane, Lampard, the guys out in front. What did I know? Right. Okay, then. So there we go, midfielders. Wingers slash right, left side of midfield. I know we're going 4-4-2. We can play them a bit higher if we want, you know, want to get a bit higher at the pitch. In terms of wingers, again, I will have missed out some, I imagine. Spurs guys, you've got a name in here eventually. I've gone for Ronaldo, Giggs, Beckham, Robin, Hazard, Bale, and Ashley Young.
I mean, I think we can all just agree that Ronaldo's got one of them.
Well, see, me and Az, I mentioned this in a group that me and Az are on earlier, and a couple of people said you can't pick Ronaldo because...
Of course you can.
You can. Of course you can.
Well, I'm going to disagree with what I said. And they're kind of saying, you know, if you're going off just Premier League, then you can't. But I'm not being funny, but the bloke got a £100 million move or whatever it was off the back of the Premier League season. Yeah.
42 goals in one season for United as well.
Yeah,
I think he still has like one of the highest ever number of goals in a Premier League season. And he did that from what was at the time a right mid position.
Yeah.
But around 08-09, before he moved, he was absolutely ridiculous. He was the best player in the league by so far. It wasn't even funny how much better he was than everyone else.
Hmm. Is there anyone who would disagree with putting Ronaldo in the team?
No.
No.
I'm
not
sure you can.
No, you can't.
Oh, God. See, I absolutely adore David Beckham. So as much as I know Ronaldo is an absolute beast and probably will go down as one of the best, I just, oh, God. It's hard for me not to look at Beck because I just fucking love him. So I
play Ronnie on the left. No problem.
Can't leave Ronnie on the
left.
Yeah.
I mean...
Shut up, Jez. Otherwise, Bale won't get in.
Oh, yeah. Put Ronnie on the right.
I thought you could have put Bell in at left-back, to be fair.
He never won at left-back, did he? He kept losing games.
Ollie, would you be picking Gareth Bale? You know, we're going off wingers here.
So, are we picking right and left here? Sorry, I was a bit confused.
Yeah, just, you know, we just pick two. I think most people would be going with Ronaldo. I don't think anyone's disagreeing there. But for the other side, would you be thinking Gareth Bale?
I think with Bale, like, he's almost got a bit of like the sort of Yaya Toure issue with himself. Like, he was sort of for two seasons, one like 100%, he was the best player in the league, bar none. And then obviously, like, he went to Madrid and he went on and won and what he did there. But I suppose the question is that one season enough to get you into the all-time in sort of position on the wing? I don't know, but I'm a Spurs fan, so obviously I'm going to put him there, but. You can understand why you wouldn't put him there as well.
Yeah, that's what you mean. I mean, I'm a massive Gareth Bale fan. What about the likes of Eden Hazard? Would anyone be going off him? Is he similar with him? He had a few good seasons, but I felt sometimes maybe flattered to deceive a bit. Is anyone feeling Eden Hazard?
No. Hazard's a bit of a strange one. In terms of playing for Chelsea, he was their best ball progressor by some distance. Created the most chances, highest scorer most seasons. But then you can't ignore that season where he scored about two. Unfortunately, you do have to take that into account. He did have an absolute shocker. With that being said...
He buried us, though.
Sorry?
Still turned up against us and absolutely buried our title chances. Like playing shit all season. So maybe I'll back him, actually. Put him in the team.
Off that one performance.
Yeah, what a game, though. What a game. Yeah. Arsehole.
I suppose the only other player I could think of that you could possibly call a winger would be Henri, but I don't know if you're going to put him up front.
Did Pires get mentioned? No. I hate
Robert Pires. Thank you. Pires get mentioned. No, he didn't.
I did think about Pires, but I didn't.
What, one who hasn't been mentioned is Salah as well. I feel he probably deserves a shout.
Still playing, though, isn't he? Yeah.
He's still playing. So Mane, though, couldn't you? Mane.
He's still playing, but if you think about it, he's broken the record for the most number of goals in a Premier League season. He's consistently put up 20-plus a season, which can't be said for any of the others apart from Ronaldo. And if we're basing it off being able to put Ronaldo in off about three good seasons, Salah has been at a similar level to what Ronaldo was then for three or four now.
Salah baffles me, though, man. Like, I watch Salah play, and his numbers are ridiculous, and he's unbelievable. I just can't put my finger on what he's actually good at. Like, he seems to have some moments where he's so clumsy, like he just looks like he shouldn't be good at football. And then other moments, that goal he put in the top corner against Chelsea, just some of the stuff he does is ridiculous.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's one of them. You've got to watch the full 90 of a game, really. It's like,
yeah,
he does come across quite clumsy, like a Luis Suarez, where he tries stuff and it like flicks off a leg and it looks quite clumsy and stuff. But like 81 goals in 116 Prem games, like,
oh, it's... But
that's
for a
crazy.
Like, I wouldn't go in mind, because I don't think it's right to put a player in that still playing. I think maybe in a couple of years, the same with Van Dijk, he might come into the equation then. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he went to Chelsea, it didn't happen for him. He had the balls to come back thinking, right, fuck this, I'm going to come and score loads of goals. The way he did, scored 32 in his first season, 22 in his second. And the fact that he's gone on to win Champions League and then Premier League, he's an absolute monster. But for me, he doesn't get in just yet, unfortunately.
Would you have Mane in there or Salah? Who do you value more as a Liverpool fan?
I value Salah, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
I do, only because he's when we need the goal, he always pops up a one. He makes something happen out of absolutely nothing, like taking three people on. But like, obviously, Sadio Mane could come into the equation as well in a couple of years. But
yeah,
in
definitely. Terms
of getting the numbers and the thing, like scoring goals in Champions League finals and stuff like that, He's been an absolute revelation. I didn't expect him to be anywhere near this good, especially after seeing what he did for Chelsea and then going away to Italy and then trying to make a name for himself and then come back to the Prem. He's done absolute wonders for us.
Think he'll stay at Liverpool?
I think so, yeah. I don't know where he'd go. That's the thing. I think in times gone by where we've lost like key players like Torres and Alonso and Mascherano, there's always been a Barcelona or Real Madrid who are better than us. But now, I don't think there's that option, unless he wants to go to have an experience in Spain or whatever. I don't see it as a viable option at the moment, really.
I think you keep Klopp there. As long as Klopp's there, he's going nowhere, is he?
Yeah.
They love him. So. They absolutely love him.
Yeah, Klopp's got a contract till 2024, and if he obviously usually honours his contract, so if he remains for that amount of time, like the thing is, our front three are all getting on now. They're all pushing 29, 30, so... That's why we've signed Diego Llota, try and come in and make a name for himself in the background to try and replace one of them eventually. But it's going to have to happen at some point.
What about one person we haven't mentioned, which I want to come to you on this one, Callum, Ryan Giggs?
I think Ryan Giggs is someone who could get in for longevity, but if I'm being brutally honest, that he wouldn't get into my team if I was picking an all-time Premier League 11 based on the best 11 players to play in the Premier League. I think longevity would get him in, obviously, ahead of anyone, but I don't think he does enough individually for me to get in this team.
Cal, it's kind of, I think for us, mate, he lives off that goal, doesn't he, against Arsenal in the semi-final, because he was, like you say, he was there week in, week out, but I can't really remember games where he really took the game by the scruff of the neck and destroyed teams. He didn't really... He was there every season. He had the record until his last season, scoring every Premier League season. But I agree with you. I think other than the Arsenal moment, he doesn't get into mine either.
It's like the stats of the 99 treble winning season. I think he scored three goals and had four assists. Think that's just not enough for someone who obviously had a great career. But as I say, I think a lot of people put him in these sides because, as you say, he scored in every year. He won the most Premier League titles. But I think, like, you mentioned someone like a Gareth Bale. I'd probably put a Gareth Bale in, if I'm honest, ahead of Giggs.
Yeah.
I think Giggs is just a safe choice, isn't it? If you put him in, no one's going to shout you down.
David Moyes.
Yeah, he's got a few players
around him.
Yeah, his personality's questionable, but then we put John Terry in, so we can't really use that as an argument against him.
I'm glad you mentioned Robert Pires then, because I think he's been overlooked, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, Pires, you know, ex-Aston Villa as well.
Of course. Well done, Chris. Well done. I'm glad you got that in, mate.
Albert, I tell you a player I loved, but he was only Arsenal for a couple of years. He was my first real player when I was growing up that I really adored, was Marc Overmars. Absolutely.
And the thing is, the thing with Overmars, it wasn't just the fact that he had pace, he had controlled pace. So he made him more dangerous. But I think Robert Pires is a good shout for someone that comes to the Premier League. And to be honest, he struggled for about the first 6 to 12 months. But if you look at his actual Arsenal career, goals and assists, consistency, I think he was superb. I think it's a good case for him to be in the team, to be honest.
What position did Lundberg play in?
Yeah, I was thinking Lundberg as well, Tom, on my list.
Was he a winger?
Yeah, he was.
It's weird because Lundberg was always that player that was always prepared to go beyond the strikers. He had that sort of like Platy and Ljungberg always find that space and pockets of space to score the goals. Ljungberg was class, but I think consistently that would Perez for me most definitely.
Okay, then it's so obviously we're talking about the other side, whichever side we're going to stick Ronaldo on. who's feeling Gareth Bale?
You can't.
No. Yes. One vote for the big man.
One season.
I saw some of Gareth Bale's highlight reel, some of his goals. I've got to be honest, even though Arsenal fan, I'm like, flipping hell, man. This guy was on fire that season.
Yeah, that last season.
That one in Spain he scored, though, when he runs off the pitch.
Yeah.
Off the pitch.
What about your boy, Jack Grealish?
He's still playing.
Give him time. He's class.
He could be there.
He's class.
Yeah, not at the moment. I think, you know, we can all agree. You know, in terms of, for Villa, I've been saying this for a while, he's kind of not really changed the way he's played for years. He's just got quicker, fitter and stronger. You know, he's always played the same kind of way, you know, flamboyant, good on the ball, beats a man. He's always been able to do that kind of stuff. It's just that he's just got that, you know, the kind of the physical side of things. He's always had that brain, maybe in a few years, but he's got a way to go in all fairness, but no, I don't think anyone would go for him. What about David Beckham? Who would pick David Beckham?
I will, because I fucking love him. No, I know what you guys are saying about Ronaldo, and I completely agree. You know, Ronaldo, it's just a whole, you know, loved him. Just loved the bloke he was and loved the way he played.
Fantastic. The way he looks.
Be fair, Ronaldo played on the left enough. You can always stick him over that.
Yeah. Cheers. Thanks, Joe. I'll stick with that one, mate.
Eden Hazard, then. Who's Eden Hazard?
I think he's surely got the same problem that Salah and Bale did. He's still a current player.
And yes.
Arguably, he's declining pretty heavily now.
Yeah, you say player, but I'd say every now and then.
Yeah, he's played about 3 games in 2 years. If you can't pick Salah because he's still playing, then you definitely can't pick Hazard.
Yeah.
Give Hazard credit, though, because he was the best player in the league for a couple of seasons for me. He was the player, like Pete was saying about Silva, I'd watch Hazard. I hate Chelsea, but I'd watch him the way he plays. I would be a winger as well, and I just adored him in terms of his technique and his style. So give him some credit. He was.
He did have a couple of exceptional years.
He was super. What a player.
It was a couple of exceptional years, good enough to put him in, because he had some crap years as well, to be perfectly honest with you. And if you're going to put him in the greatest 11, you're going to want to actually put him in for consistency as well, I think.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't vote for him, but I just want to give him a bit of credit because I feel like he's getting dashed to the ground.
Like that poor ball boy that he dashed to the ground.
gave him a good kick.
We're the wankers, we are. John Terry, get Giggsy in there, get Hazard. Scum,
what about Giggs then, Ryan Giggs? He's a bit of a wanker, but what are we thinking?
Can't pick him.
I'm going to go for Ryan Giggs.
Mate, you should have done the foreword for his autobiography. Ryan Giggs, he's a bit of a wanker.
He's on John Terry's as well. Okay, Robert Pires then. Who's feeling Pires?
I'd probably have to go Pires. Yeah, I would as well.
Pires. Thank you.
Go on, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I know Ollie went for Gareth Bale.
On my own.
Mick, I'm not sure who you feeling, or are you feeling like someone like Salah?
No, Ronaldo, I think, for me. I think just for, like we said, numbers, and then he got that big move off the back of it. I think he was one of those players that if he was on his A game, there was nothing you could do about it. He was just absolutely one of the players that I always feared coming up against Liverpool, because if he was on his A game, there's, even if you doubled up against them, he'd still rip you to shreds. So for me, he's got to go in.
What about the other side? I think we all agreed on Ronaldo. What about the other side? Pires is winning.
Pires.
See, I've gone Henry for the left because I wanted to get a striker in as well. So I know he made his name there for Juve as a left winger, but I just think, I don't know if it's, I'm trying to shoehorn him in, but for me, I've got a main striker there, and just thought, yeah, Thierry Henry for me. He's my favourite ever non-Liverpool player, so I have to get him in.
If we can have Henry on the left, that's absolutely nailed on, isn't it?
Someone's trying to get Suarez in the starting eleven.
Thank you. I'll clock that.
He's waiting until we can get Andy Carroll up there, isn't he?
Clock that straight away, mate.
Is anyone else with Mick on shoehorning Henry on the left?
Yeah. I don't think he's a striker.
He'd be up front.
He's one of my
Joe.
I don't think the other left wingers account for. I think that Henry is a better left winger than the majority of left wingers we're discussing. And frankly, there's a lot of very good strikers.
Well, I think
left wing.
There you go.
Joe and Mick going for Henry. I think we had 4 votes for Pires. Any more?
I just, without sounding harsh, I just can't. I mean, when I think of Premier League best 11, I just can't picture Pires in that best 11. I just can't see it. Like, I can't. You know, you've got the awards.
It's all right.
Thousands of people watching, and you've got, and on left midfield, Robert Pires. It's like a far.
No, he's different.
I can't see it.
Absolutely.
It was levels.
Oh, I can't see it.
Levels, mate.
I can't see it. I'll put Luke Chadwick there before him.
Oh, come on, man. He's made a bloody laugh. Chadwick. No, put some respect on Pires' name, man. Come on.
I do. And he was one of them players, again, you know, when United played him, he always seemed to turn up against us.
He did turn up, yeah.
But I don't know, maybe it's just looking at the big names. I get what you're saying, consistency and all that. I just can't see it, but I don't know.
We seem to be struggling down the left, so why don't we move Ronnie over to the left, get Bex on the right.
Yeah.
No.
Would anyone like that one? So if we stuck Ronaldo on the left, Beckham on the right, anyone feeling Beckham?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Well, that is David Beckham, man. Oh,
I think because we've picked 4-4-2, you can't play Henry because he.
You can't play Henry.
Your wide man has to protect your fullback in a 4-4-2, and Henry ain't protecting no one. Like,
he's not actually going to play.
He's not tracking back. If you're going 4-3-3, then obviously you can play Henry as your wide left. But if you've gone 4-4-2, he can't get in there as a winger, man. He can't.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I just can't see in a 4-4-2 formation, David Beckham. He was just levels. He was just absolutely unreal. The stuff he could do from the right, honestly, I can't speak highly enough of the guy on the right. He was incredible. Absolutely amazing. Mr. Consistency as well, wasn't he? Let's be honest.
Twitter at the moment, Hazard and Giggs are tied.
What?
For the other winger position, obviously with Ronaldo taking one. But final call then. David Beckham on the right, Ronaldo on the left. Anyone going for that? We had...
I'll go in for that.
There we go. Sorry, Albert.
Oh, if it means Pires doesn't get in, then...
He's like, Robert, I tried my best, mate.
I think I've got his number anyway. I've got his Zoom or something. I don't know. I tried, Robert, mate.
Never mind. There we go. I mean, Beckham probably sounds, you know, it's a bit more exotic. Beckham on the right, isn't it?
We're just missing the va-va-voom there.
Yeah.
fair play to Beckham, though, man. I'm not gonna knock him. Fair play.
Right. Okay. Final position then. Strikers. Again, as always, I will have missed somebody off, but this is the shortlist that I've gone with: Alan Shearer, Sergio Aguero, Wayne Rooney, Harry Kane, Andy Cole, Thierry Henry.
Henry and Shearer.
Yeah,
Shearer's, it's not even an argument, is it?
Yeah,
got one.
On Shearer, mate. Spot on.
Yeah, is anyone against Alan Shearer?
No. Absolutely not.
Can't be.
Did Michael Owen get a shout?
Michael Owen for 3 years, I'd say yes, but he was just ruined, wasn't he, at Liverpool with his injuries. He was just always rushed back far too soon, and it killed him.
Didn't he win the Ballon d'Or? Like what other players
did? Yeah, he did.
He did, to be fair, he did.
I mean, I wouldn't pick him. But
I don't know what's wrong with him today, but Bergkamp needs a mention. I don't know why. Bergkamp needs a big player. Mention.
Dennis, oh, yeah. Dennis
is unbelievable. What unbelievable.
Yeah. When Dennis
there's several players you could mention in the likes of Robbie Fowler, Bergkamp, Owen.
Van Persie. Oh my God. Van Persie, especially that 1 year at United, he was just everything he touched was in the back of the net.
So that's the 1 year he was fit, I think, to be honest.
Yeah.
But surely Dan Percy was fit at Arsenal.
Yeah, he would have been. Jesus. Yeah, he was a good player. I'm not going to knock him.
What about I can't see past Henry and Shearer for this.
No,
I
can't.
I can't see past it.
Shearer scored all six.
When we decided what position, what formations we were going for at the start, and I wanted 4-3-3. My front three is Henry, Aguero, and Shearer. If I have to drop one of them, it's Shearer. It's Henry and Aguero. That team would be phenomenal. Those two up front. Henry and Aguero.
If we put Beckham in the team on the right, are you dropping Alan Shearer?
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He has to play.
Yeah, you got your yeah.
Thing is, how many players have we said you can't get in if they're still playing at the moment as well?
Yeah, that's true.
Technically, Sergio's not played for 2 years.
true. I mean, if we're going for two up top, would you be going for Aguero?
100%. No question marks.
Is that ahead of Shearer?
Ahead of Shearer.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
And I had the front three of Henry, Shearer and Aguero, and I don't want to use the word weakest link, but Shearer's getting dropped over
260 goals and he's the weakest link.
He just played for Newcastle.
And that's the most disappointing thing. That's the most disappointing thing about Shearer.
He could have gone to United.
He could have won whatever he wanted to win, and he didn't. And that's a really frustrating thing for me. I can see why I did it, obviously.
Boyhood club in it all that year.
Yeah, I can see why I did it, but it's disappointing. You got to be.
But Sam Shearer. Shearer would score in the box, out of the box. Oh, pile drivers.
Everton. That goal against Everton. Ollie.
And I think something a lot of people forget as well is that his first two seasons didn't even count towards his tally because they were in the old first
division.
And he missed two seasons injured. Two full seasons. If he played the whole way through, he'd have been probably over 300 goals.
Yeah.
So that season when the Blackburn won the league, I think he scored about in excess of 35 goals that season.
You made Chris Sutton look like a decent striker.
He did. the SAS.
Chris Sutton lives on that.
He does.
You think Harry Kane gets in 5 years' time?
Definitely. If he carries on the way he is. Honestly, he's the one person I think if he stays
fit,
relatively fit, he's the one chance. He's got the one main chance of beating that record. I think if he'd stayed fit for a couple of years, might have. But Kane,
he'd knock Shearer out of this team, wouldn't he, Kane?
Yeah, for me,
take Henry out.
Harry Kane would. There's not similar sort of. Harry Kane's just a better footballer than Alan Shearer. Don't get me wrong; like Shearer's numbers are unreal.
Yeah,
but outside of winning ball in the air and striking the ball well. Kane's a better footballer. He passes better than him. He moves better than him. He's a smarter footballer. So if he gets past him or even gets close to him, I think he would knock him out of his team. But he can't go in yet. Same as Aguero, can't go in yet.
Pete, with Kane, just a quick one. I honestly can see Kane sort of, as he gets older, becoming a Shearer. As he gets older, he will revert into the Shearer role of just winning everything and just being able to hit. So I agree that Kane is the better footballer, I think. He's got, I mean, how old is he now? 26, 27?
27, is he?
He's got 6-7 years, I think. I honestly think, as long as he looks after himself, to still do this, I absolutely love Harry Kane.
His passing range this year
it's
as well.
Insane. It's insane.
Yeah. Real.
He has done it. He's done it for a while, in all fairness.
Yeah.
I suppose the thing is, he's probably getting the numbers more in terms of the assists, but he's always had that passing range, picking out players and stuff like that. That's always been in his locker. What's he on now? 150 Premier League goals?
Yeah.
110 to get the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, let's remember, he didn't start. I mean, you think he didn't really break into the Spurs team, the Spurs fans have to help me here, until he was like 21, 22, was it perhaps? He wasn't like a young prospect that just went fired in. He had to work for it, didn't he?
Yeah, Sherwood gave him a shot.
He was terrible at first. He was awful when he came into the team, and we didn't want him playing, to be honest. Yeah. We watched him. We wanted Soldado to play.
Soldado.
When he started. We just suddenly became good and went, you know what? I am good at football. I'm going to start banging in goals and picking balls for fun. It's ridiculous.
It was Sherwood that kind of gave him his stint in the team, wasn't it?
Yeah, but don't let Sherwood have the credit for that.
No, I won't let him have the credit for anything.
Just one player who I know he doesn't get in ahead of a lot of these, but was Sheringham. Teddy Sheringham was such an underrated striker. Yeah. Not just the goal scored, but the build-up play and the players he brought into it. He was such a smart player, wasn't he? He was absolutely phenomenal.
He could play in any
of the same.
That's what's special about him. You watch him in any of the games, he could play now comfortably. I think a player that can play in any era and you watch them and they're tough and they're intelligent, their technique's quality, those are the best. So I absolutely adore sharing them. I think a great start to
Another one who doesn't get in, but I think it's probably worth a shout, is Van Nistelrooy as well.
I mean, 55 goals in like 209 games for United.
Yeah, and you were not at your best at the time either.
No, you're
in transition. He was ripping to his heart week in, week out.
I have to give a shout out to Robbie Fowler just for natural finishing ability. Insane.
Yeah, he's decent,
Robbie Fowler.
We haven't mentioned Dwight York either, have we? Get the Villa connection in.
Yeah, Dwight York. Another one that you could label as a bit of a wanker.
Yeah.
I suppose there's also one other wanker missing. That's Eric Cantona up front.
Did Luis Suarez get a mention as well, by the way?
Another wanker, yeah. Luis Suarez.
Another wanker, but unbelievable when he was playing.
You feel for Wazza as well, don't you? Because Rooney's massive problem when he played for United. And do you know what? For his whole of his career, when you look at Ronaldo, when you look at Messi, Ibrahimovic, they play in one position. That is their position. They ain't moving for fucking nobody. Rooney would play at left back, centre back. He'd play wherever you needed him to play. And because of that, I think he probably suffered for that because he was too selfless in the way he'd play anywhere for the team. And again, how many goals did he get? He's got over 200 goals, I think.
208, hasn't he?
You don't get that by accident, do you? You know what I mean?
It's years he was playing with Ronaldo. He looked phenomenal. But was Ronaldo making him look better? I don't know. But he was incredible.
I wouldn't even say that was when Rooney was at his best, though. It came a couple of years later, around 11, 12, 13. That's when he was at his absolute peak. And he was pretty much untouchable at that stage. But again, he just declined so quickly.
Yeah.
He went from one of the best players in the league to being a bit of a burden, really. And it happened very quickly.
Yeah. Just an update from Twitter. So to the opposite side to Ronaldo, Beckham got the most tweets there, the most votes on Twitter. So again, as we said, at the moment in terms of strikers, Henry is winning that one. Would we? This is on. I've said to go alongside Shearer. I think Tom is the only one who's against us having Shearer.
You've got to have Shearer.
in terms of votes, unfortunately, Tom would be outvoted on that one. In terms of alongside Shearer, who would go for Thierry Henry?
For me, he's the first name out of this whole team sheet. He puts himself on there, I think. Yeah. Watching him at his best, he was just on top.
Different level, yeah.
Arsene Wenger did such a good job with him. I mean, what was he, 10 million from Juve? Couldn't get into the Juve side?
Yeah, left winger, struggled at Italy, yeah. Like Bergkamp did as well.
Yeah.
I think one person who wasn't for Henry then was Neil.
So the reason, if we're going to talk, it's kind of two arguments we've got at the moment. One of them is watching them play, and I agree, watching Henry was unbelievable. But if you're going to take it down to best striker, that for the strikers are always going to be judged on goals. And Thierry Henry got 175, Wayne Rooney got 208. And as you're saying, if he's playing in different positions and you want a striker to score, that's what Wayne Rooney does. And he's done it season in, season out. Yes, he dropped off very quickly, but to be just behind Alan Shearer, ahead of Sergio Aguero, you're looking at Thierry Henry. That's the reason why I didn't put him in. Not because I don't think he's a great player, not because I don't think he's an amazing striker, just because you've got to think about how many goals they scored. And at the end of the day, that's how strikers are judged.
But how many games did he play?
Yeah. What's the ratio?
Yeah.
Not sure about that.
Rooney debuted when he was like 16, didn't he?
Yeah, if you're going to come with stats,
he looked 35 then, didn't he?
I thought Tom was our resident stat man.
Tell him what it is.
I've got a shout out for somebody that wouldn't get in, but I think was a fantastic player, Ian Wright.
Oh yeah, Ian Wright.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
He wouldn't get in, but what a finisher he was.
Yeah.
So when you look back on his career, like some of the goals he scored, like, you know, when they have the Premier League 100 goals that players score, some of Wright's goals were different class, man. In the, not just in the box, outside the box. He had that nasty streak about him as well, which you do need to fall out of aggression. Maybe a bit too angry at times, but yeah, Wright, thanks for the shout, man. Wright, he was class, man.
He was, what was he, 24 when he actually came on to the team?
He came late.
Years he lost.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. And at one point was our top goal scorer, but obviously Henry's that now. So, but yeah, righty, man. Unbelievable.
There's a few strikers, isn't there, that we're missing out. Like Drogba. Drogba was unplayable. Oh,
wow. Big shout.
Wasn't he? You know, he was unreal. Another one that, you know, going back to the 90s, late 90s, early noughties, Les Ferdinand. Les Ferdinand was fucking beast, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Absolute beast.
Him and Shearer at Newcastle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Zola as well, by the way. Gianfranco Zola.
Yeah.
Need to mention.
You know, there's the likes of Pavlichenko.
Hold on. We would win the race for the worst strikers, by the way.
Have you said
Christian Benteke
at
one season?
Jermaine Defoe, man. Jermaine Defoe, bad goals.
Yeah. There's a few there up there. I mean, he scored a lot of goals, Defoe. I think, as what Neil said in terms of goals, you know, Defoe, in all fairness, probably very underrated. He got goals everywhere he was in the Premier League, didn't he, in all fairness?
Didn't he get five in the game once? Was it four or five?
We forgot we forgot Chris Armstrong, didn't we?
Chris Armstrong.
What about Hugo Rodallega?
Jason Yule.
If we're taking the mick out, but what about Nicholas Bentner? He was leveled.
Of course, mate. He's even written a book now as well.
Do you know who would be on this list if his attitude wasn't dreadful? Anelka.
Yeah.
He could have been so much better than he was.
Do you remember him early for Arsenal?
Oh, 17.
Destroy United every time.
And that's the thing, we didn't have him for long, but then he started sulking and you got his big move to Madrid. So, but now when he first came on, just raw. What, 500 grand?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I thought you'd say his big move to Bolton.
I'm still gutted we didn't sign him on a permanence. We had him on loan, didn't we?
I think then, so Tom was the only one against Alan Shearer. Obviously, he's going for his man, Sergio Aguero. Who was it, Aguero and Henri, that you were feeling, Tom?
That's correct. Yeah, that's good for me. I would like to give a massive shout out to the funniest goal celebration I've ever seen. An ex-Arsenal player, Adebayor. I can't believe you've not mentioned him, lads. I've never laughed so much at a football match in my life when I saw that goal celebration from Adebayor against Arsenal. Sorry, carry on. Yes, Henri and Sergio. Yeah.
And then the only person who was against Thierry Henry was Neil. Who put forward Wayne Rooney, which, you know, great shout. Anyone changing their mind and feeling that Wayne Rooney should be in this?
I can see why he's been said. I mean, Wazza did score just phenomenal amount of goals, but I think was it Joe that said we need to check the stats of goals to game ratios, and I just think Henry would probably piss all over him, wouldn't he, with that?
Yeah.
I think we've got our ratio of wankers in already as well.
Very true. We can't fit any more wankers in. So we'll go for Thierry Henry, who, you know, handballed against Ireland to knock them out. There we go. Then I think we're all pretty much almost unanimous on the strikers in terms of Shearer and Henry, which pretty good strike force in all fairness. Got a bit of everything there. So just to recap on what our team is, we went for a formation of 4-4-2 as we're a democracy and that's where I voted. With goalkeeper was Peter Schmeichel, ex-Aston Villa. Fullbacks Gary Neville and Ashley Cole. Centre-halves, John Terry, ex-Aston Villa, and Vincent Kompany. Midfield two of Patrick Vieira and Steven Gerrard. And then on the left wing was Cristiano Ronaldo. Right wing, or right side of midfield, David Beckham. And then up top, Alan Shearer and Thierry Henry. One final thing, just before we go. In terms of those, obviously there's a lot of very, very good players there. That is what we think is the, you know, all-time Premier League 11. What about captains? Who would we be feeling captain there? I mean, there's a lot.
I thought you were going to say manager, Chris, as well.
I thought you were going to say that as well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely need to pick a manager.
There's only one manager that can go in. He's a Scotsman. He managed Man United.
David Moyes, yeah. I mean, managers, just off the top of my head.
It's got to be Fergie. You can't.
Fergie.
I've got to go Fergie.
He's only built four different squads in the Premier League era. He's just.
Yeah. You're not giving Big Sam the chance then, no?
No. I'd go to Big Sam. With four players.
Tim Sherwood.
Oh my God.
Tim Sherwood.
Villa. He's Villa as well.
Yeah. There you go. Villa.
There's only two choices for manager, isn't there? It's either Ferguson or
Wenger.
Jose gets a shout.
Alan Kirbishley.
still linked to every job that ever goes available. He's like always 50 to 1. Mm.
Mick and Neil are thinking Brendan Rodgers.
it's got to be Ferguson.
I think it's anywhere near that conversation.
Yeah, let's give it to Fergie. Why not?
You'll never see his life again.
I love that.
What about captain? Is there anyone?
Oh, God, that's hard, isn't it?
Terry.
If you're still pushing money, come back to me.
Don't push me on. If you're going to push me on it, don't push me on it yet.
I said it before, Vincent Kompany is the captain's captain. It's got to be for me.
I'd give it to Kompany, yeah, I would.
Kompany or Vieira?
Yeah,
I think Vieira. Stevie G could be a good shout.
Stevie G.
John Terry.
Gary Neville.
Should we just say the rest of the team so everyone's accounted for? left out.
Vincent Kompany captain, Vieira vice captain.
Possibly, yeah, good shout. Okay, show of hands then. Vincent Kompany is captain.
Yeah, he just wins it for me.
Yeah, just.
I think that was, ahead of people. I'd have said John Terry, but I'm neutral.
I'd have said John Terry, to be fair.
Yeah, me too.
But there we go. And that's our team, 4-4-2, managed by Sir Alex Ferguson. Unfortunately, Callum didn't get David Moyes in there for that one. and captain by Vincent Kompany. And Tom is delighted at that one.
Happy with that. That was worth the time.
Yeah. That was worth slagging Shearer off.
Geordie bastard.
Scored 260 goals. And what? So there we go. Massive thanks for all these wonderful guys for joining us. Pretty good team, I think we've got there, in all fairness. Don't think you can argue massively with a lot of them. Maybe on the captain, I'm not so sure. But yeah, massive thanks for everyone. So we got Dan from Football Is and That's What I Want. Tom from Manchester Is Blue. Jerry, Ollie, Peter from Are You Entertained? Ian and Joe, Villa Together. Albert from Albert J TV. Mick Moran from The Copite. Aaron Barrett, ex-Wimbledon fan. There's a number of reasons. Neil Mystery from Beyond the 90, LCFC. Callum from Football CFB. A massive thanks, everyone watching. Follow these guys on Twitter. Also subscribe to their channels. They're putting out great content. Very, very good.
Hey, Chris, massive thank you to getting us all on, mate.
Yes, mate. Cheers,
Chris, quality, mate.
Cheers, man.
Thanks for having us.
Good evening, lads.
And for everyone listening, there is a competition that's being run by our sponsors, which is Iconic Sporting Moments. They do sporting posters, essentially good quality posters, Any goal from a club that you supported, or a goal at international team, or even a goal that your son or daughter may have scored, he'll do it for you. I'll tweet about that. Hopefully these guys will retweet it as well, because he does posters for all different teams, not just Aston Villa, even though we score some great goals. But once again, a massive, massive thank you to all these guys. Everyone watching, subscribe to all these guys' channels. I'll put the link on the bottom of the video. And also subscribe to Villa Together, because we hosted this tonight. But massive thanks to everyone. And thanks for your time. We've been Villa Together. Thank you very much.